Blog Talk Radio.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fear relieved. How precious be that grace appear the
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your ministering host, Minister Elaine Jackson. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to welcome our listeners to the service today, the broadcast today, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. We want to take the opportunity to welcome our new listeners as well. We do hope and pray that you will continue to listen every Sunday at the same time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Here on Blog Talk Radio, we will read the Word of God to you. We will give you the revelation of what God has given unto me. We will also do a general prayer, and we will also open up the line for prayer as well. So we just give God all of the glory. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice in it. We ought to always have a praise in our spirit for the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. We ought to bless the Lord at all times, for he is an awesome God. Yes, he is. He's an awesome God. At this time, we're going to go ahead and open up the line for prayer. If you need prayer, just go ahead and press the 1, amen, and I will bring you in for prayer. All you need to do is just press the 1. Tell me where you're calling from and what your prayer request. We ask that you do not go into your situation because we're on live radio. I don't need your name because we never know who's listening. So we don't want everybody to know your business. Amen. So we pray that you will be obedient unto that. And we just give God all of the praise, all of the honor. And we just thank him because he's an awesome, awesome God, and he is everything that we'll ever need is in him. If you need prayer at this time, if you'll press the 1. If not, we're going to keep it going. I don't see anybody hand raised for prayer. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and do the general prayer. Amen. To God be the glory. We just want to thank the caller that just came on the line. So we just give God all the praise. Amen. For the new listeners. Amen. To God be all of the glory. Amen. We said thank you, Lord. Lord, we just give you praise and honor and glory for this day. Lord, we thank you for meeting us at our point of need. Lord, we know that you're able to do all things. There's nothing too hard for you. Lord, we pray for those who or sick. We pray for healing. We pray for deliverance, God. We pray, Father God, that you will save souls all over this world for their glory. We pray, oh God, that the U.S. of A will come back unto the Father. We pray, Father God, that they will come back unto God. We pray it right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you right now, God, for your everlasting love, God. We thank you, God, right now that you're able to heal and deliver your people, oh God. We ask you to meet each and every person under the sound of my voice, those that come back in the archive. We pray that you will meet them at their point of need, whatever that need may be, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you will let none of your children lack for nothing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, help us to walk in your way. Help us to walk in obedience. Help us to walk in faith. In you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for those who have lost loved ones, oh God. We pray even now, God, that you will heal, deliver a soul from sin, even now, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that they will come and hear your call, oh God, to come to Jesus while they still have time, while the blood is yet running warm in their veins. God, we thank you, God, that you are our way maker, our promise keeper. You are our light in our very darkness. We thank you, God, for healing the minds and the souls of your people, oh God. We give you all the praise and honor and glory even now, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your son, Jesus, who was sent that all might be saved. We thank you, God, for the blood that he shed for all of us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We give you honor and we give you glory and we magnify thy name. We just give God all the praise, all of the glory, because he is worthy of all of our praise. I don't know about you, but I just keep a praise out in my spirit for the Lord. You know, I tell you, God is a good God. And I tell you that he's able to do just what he said he's going to do. And when he do it, you know that it's him when he does it, because he's just an awesome God. He never, never, never leave us alone. He never forsake you. I tell you, he's a good God. To God be all of the glory. Amen, amen. We just feel that prayer in the spirit. We just thank God for what he's getting ready to do for his church. Amen. To God be all of the glory. Amen. As we said earlier, we want to welcome everyone to the service today. Amen. We just have some new people to come on the line, but we thank God for you being here with us today. Amen. Our message today is coming from 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. Today, we're going to talk about grace. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about grace. We're going to talk about God's grace. Amen. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 7, but I do want to encourage you to go back and read the entirety of the chapter and read the chapter after and the chapter before as well. Amen. Read the word of God. Amen. I want to start reading at verse number 7, and it reads, the word of God reads, "At least I shall be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation that was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the message of Satan to buffer me, lest I shall be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord twice, that it may depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecution, in distress, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Amen. It's in the red, verse number 9. It said, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." Amen. I keep stripping. The title of the message today is, "His grace is sufficient enough for you." His grace is sufficient enough for you. No, Paul says until, he said, God's grace is sufficient enough for us. Even though he had a thorn in his flesh, and he had asked God to remove that thorn, but God did not remove that thorn. But God said unto Paul, he said, "My grace is sufficient enough for you," in other words. You know, the grace of God is a gift. And it's freely given. It's his favor towards those that believe. It's an unmerited favor. It's unearned. It's unconditional favor. It's a divine favor. We are saved by grace through faith, through Christ Jesus our Lord. Salvation. But how many of you know that it don't stop right there? Yes, our soul is saved, but by the goodness and God's mercy towards us, His grace makes everything sufficient for us. Whatever we need, it is sufficient. God is saying, even to us today, because it's in His word, and we have to live by His word. We have to live by faith, because He says in the word, my grace is sufficient enough. In other words, I don't need to worry about anything else. I don't need to worry about what I'm going through. I don't need to worry about the things that's going on around me. I don't need to worry about my enemies. I don't need to worry about what I don't have. But I got to believe and have faith that His grace is sufficient enough for me. You got to believe that His grace is enough for you. God's grace is sufficient enough for us today as it was in that day. The fullness of God's grace. You know, the word of God tells us in John, it says that the fullness of God's grace came with Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. His grace, the fullness of grace, and His truth came. Grace, His grace is sufficient enough for us. And I know many times, you know, like Paul, he prayed and he wanted God to remove that thorn in the flesh. But I believe all of us will have a thorn in the flesh, because it is keep us from getting too boisterous. It keep us from being too proud. But because of His grace, that even though you're going through a thing, His grace is enough to keep you. His grace is enough to keep you if you want to be kept. His grace is enough to sustain you. His grace is enough to preserve you. His grace is enough to provide for you. His grace will meet every one of your needs. No matter what your needs are, His grace is sufficient enough. We got to believe Him and know that God is able to provide everything we need. You know, Paul goes on to say in the word, he said, even in his infirmities, in other words, even in his sickness, even when he didn't feel good, even though he got knocked down by maybe the devil, he still had to know that God's grace was sufficient enough. You know, if God allows a thing, hallelujah, if He allows a thing, He already done made it a way of escape. He's already made all things sufficient. We just have to believe it. We got to believe it with all our heart. We got to believe what He said. He said, my grace is sufficient. He didn't say nobody else's grace. He said, my grace is sufficient enough for you. Sufficient enough for my life. You know, sometimes, you know, I used to work in the bank many years ago, and you have insufficient funds, you have non-sufficient funds. But, you know, you may have an account that may have non-sufficient funds. In other words, you got NSF. In other words, you got more bills and you got money and you got a red sign, a minus sign that says you ain't got enough money. You ain't got enough sufficient funds. But if we believe God, God is able to make and pay every bill that we have, because He is able to do what He said He can do. He will supply. That's why He said, I am efficient enough. Whatever you need, I got it. But you got to believe. You got to believe that He got it. You got to believe. You got to believe. You know, Jesus came and He brought grace, and we are saved by grace, but it's just not salvation. Grace extended in abundance for those that love God, those that are chosen by God. His grace abides towards them, and His mercy abides towards them. I don't know about you, but if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I wouldn't be here. If it had not been for His grace. If it had not been for his mercy, if it had not been for his favor, I would not be here today. We wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for God. And we have to thank God for his grace and his mercy. His mercy is enough. His grace is enough. It's sufficient. It's enough. It's enough for us. We got to believe it. We got to believe what he said. He give us more grace, grace every day. He give us grace. As a matter of fact, the word said he give grace to the lowly. Or other words, he give grace to those that are humble. You don't have to worry because his grace abides towards thee. His grace abide towards you. His grace will take care of you. That what you know when we look at it, it says his reproach, his necessity, whatever he needed, his God grace was able to provide what he needs. No matter what you lack of, God lack of, God is able to provide what you need because of his grace. Because of his grace and his goodness and his mercy. You know, we may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And you got to believe that because in his presence, there's the fullness of his grace. We got to believe it. We got to believe what he said. We got to believe because it's in red. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made perfect in your weakness. You know, even though we may be going through a thing, and I don't know about you, but I know that when you're on the Lord's side, and I know that when you're trying to do right, and when you're trying to live right, hey, when you're trying to do right, and you're trying to live holy, and when you're trying to do right and live a holy life before God, your enemies and haters come from everywhere, and they cause all kind of problems, and they bring all kind of confusion in your life. But God says, I'm able to keep you. I'm able to keep you in the storm. I'm able to keep you in the rain. I'm telling y'all, oh my God. I've been through the rain. I've been through the storm. I've been through the hell. But God's grace has kept me. Not only has he kept me, it kept me in my right mind. God, I'm so thankful. But we got to be thankful for God's grace. Because his grace is like his divine favor over our lives. We didn't do nothing to deserve it. We were unworthy, but he give us grace. And it's not just for salvation. It's the whole through your whole journey of faith where his grace abides towards you. It abides towards me. It keeps us. It protects us. It delivers us. It heals us. His grace, he said in the word, it's sufficient enough for you and for me. But we got to be walking right. We got to be looking right, living right. And the Bible tells us that, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Every one of us, those that belong to Christ Jesus, is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Just like faith, all of us has a measure of faith. We got a measure of grace according to the gift. And it's a free gift that God gives unto us. We didn't earn it. It's unconditional. Can't nobody take it away. And we have to live by grace. And because we live by grace, we got to live right. We cannot live in sin. Some believe because we live under grace that gives them the right to sin. That is not a truth. You must live right before the living God. He has no part of darkness. His grace is given unto us, but his grace is not given unto us to sin. If you know it's a sin, it is a sin. It's just what it is. So we got to live right, and we got to do right, because he said, you know what? I don't know about you, and and what you go through every day, because we all go through something. Every day of our lives, we're going through something. But God says that his grace is able to bring us through. His grace is able to keep us. And we have to hold on to God's unchanging hand. We got to hold on. We can't let go. We got to hold on unto his unchanging hand. Because his grace will supply everything that you need. He's able to provide. He said, when you are weak, when you are weary, he says, I'm your strength. You know, he's our strength when we're tired. When we're tired and we're weak and we're tired in our bodies, we're tired in our minds, you know, we're tired. But he says, I am your strength. He said, in your weakness, I make you strong because I am your strength. He is your strength. He will help you to go on every day. Don't you give up. Don't you give up. I told y'all, some of the things that I've been through, you was like, ooh, how do you love the Lord? How do you keep doing the work of ministry? But it's by his grace that I'm still here. It's by his grace that I'm still here. You know, we got to thank God for his grace. We got to thank God that, you know, that Jesus came and brought forth grace, brought forth salvation, that we can live this Christian life. You know, I know some may say that it's that easy, but it's not easy living a Christian life. It's not easy living holy and living righteous. It ain't easy. That's why the Lord always tell, I'm going to be with you, I'm going to keep you, I'm going to preserve you, I'm going to sustain you. And we have to believe his word and know that he will. I'm telling you. Hey, let me tell you now, if it wasn't for his grace, I ain't would be here. But I'm still here because of his grace. I wouldn't have nothing. I wouldn't have a thing if it weren't for God's grace. Well, he supplies everything that I need. You know, I got unspeakable joy, y'all. I tell you. Because I know that God will take care of his children. And he says the same thing. He ain't just saying it in the day of Paul and the disciples. He's saying it to the church today. That his grace is sufficient enough for all of us. His grace is sufficient enough. And we don't have to worry about a thing because he has everything that we need. It may look like whatever it look like. We ain't going to even go. It don't matter what it look like. Just believe God. Just believe God. And when he said his grace is sufficient enough, that means he's going to supply. You might not have no money in the bank. You might have two nickels to rub together. You might not. But God can give you the money that you need to sufficient enough to pay your bills. Now, you got to be doing right. You got to be obedient to your leader. You got to be paying your tithes and your offerings. You got to be doing right now. You got to be acting foolish. Glory be. I thank God for his word. I tell you. But his grace is sufficient enough. You know, just like, you know, Paul prayed for God to remove it. You know, and a lot of times we do ask God, you know, why are we going through that? Lord, why me? Why my children don't want to act right? Why my husband want to act foolish? Why my wife want to act foolish? Why's she nagging me, Lord? Why is people coming against me, Lord? Why is this sickness coming upon me? Why I don't have what I need? Why I don't have a want? Well, you know what he said? He said he will supply your want now. He said he will supply your need, not your want. But oftentimes, when we get in that place of despair, when we get in that place of darkness, and we get in that place of sorrow, we really ask God a lot of times. I don't know about you, I ain't no perfect person. And sometimes I ask God, Lord, what is going on? I talk to God. I'll tell you, I'll pray to talk to God. I remember a preacher saying that one time. You better watch who you come against and who you talk about and that kind of thing, because you don't know who talked to God. But I'm one of them people. Talk to God in a minute. I tell on you. Glory be to God. But I want you to know that when you live right for God, so you can have this unspeakable joy that I got too right now, to know that whatever God says, it is what it is. Can nobody change his word? He said he is sufficient enough. That's all you need. He'll be everything that you ever need. You need a friend, he'll be your friend. You need a mother or father, he'll be your mother and your father. You need a husband, a lover boy, as the elder would say, he'll be all that too. But you got to believe. He'll be your provider. He will be your source. Because he's able to keep you. Because he is able to deliver you. By his grace, he's able to keep you from falling. He's able to keep you in your right mind. He's able to keep you in strength. He's able to keep you in health. He's able to provide your every need. He's able to do all those things. But you got to believe. Because he's everything that you will ever need. He's able to supply our every need. He's our provider. He's our shepherd. He's our God. You know, and I know we don't want to go through nothing, but on this Christian journey, if you're not going through something, I wonder what side you're on. Because if you truly are living right, if you're truly living for the Lord, Christ the Lord, if you're truly living for him, you're going to go through some things. You know, just like Paul prayed for him to remove that, he didn't remove it. So there's some things that's going to be there. And it keeps us from getting too proud and boisterous. Because some of us will get too proud and too boisterous. Some of us will get to the point where we think it's us when it ain't us. So we have to get it right. We have to believe God and know that his grace is sufficient enough for you. And not just for you, but the church, God's church, God's people. His grace is sufficient enough for us. So we have to believe that in his weakness, that's why Paul said in the verse 10, he said, therefore I take pleasure in infirmity, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecution, in distress, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. In other words, he said, you know, I take pleasure in it. Wherever I have lack at, I take pleasure in it. No matter what it is, it's because it's for Christ's sake. It's not for him, because it's all about Jesus. Everything that we do is all about Jesus. So whatever I'm going through, I got to take pleasure in, and I got to know that whatever I'm going through, God has already made a way out for me. You know, he's already made a way out. You know, if you look back over your life, you will see and that how God's grace has kept you. If you look back over your life. If you look back over your life, you will see that his grace kept you and brought you this far. It had nothing to do with you. It had to do with his grace and his mercy. His grace and his mercy are new every day. It's enough grace for that day. It's enough mercy for that day. It's enough faith for that day. His grace is sufficient enough, you know. I just thank God because he's a good God and he's an awesome God. And we have to give him all the praise and all of the glory and honor that he's able to take care of us. He's able to take care of us no matter what we're going through in life. His grace is enough. He's able to supply every need. He's able to lift us up when we're down. He's able to strengthen us while we're weak. He's able to do all of those things. But we got to believe that he can. We can't live a defeated life. We can't look at what we see. We got to believe what God says in his word. I put on my Facebook page the other day, it says, faith in all sufficient, Christ enables us to press on. He gives us all sufficient. Christ enables us to press on. His grace and his goodness and his mercy help us to press on in our infirmity, in our sickness, in our need or necessities, in the reproach, in our persecution, in our distress. Faith is all sufficient. Grace is all sufficient. His mercy are new every day. And we got to live and believe that. No matter what we're going through, I'm telling you, that's good. What I've been through. But I tell you, it was God's grace that kept me. You know, my testimony is, they said I wouldn't make it. They said I wouldn't be here today. They said I wouldn't amount to anything. But I'm glad to say that I'm on my way. See, I don't know about you, but because of God's grace, I'm still here. There were some that said I wouldn't make it. Some that said I wouldn't be here today. But because of God's grace, his grace was sufficient enough to keep me. Even though all those around me, my haters and all those people came against me, God's grace kept me. His grace kept me from falling. His grace kept me. His grace kept me in the right mind. Ooh, yes, Lord. His grace kept me. Ooh, and his grace will keep you too. No matter what anyone says. That's my testimony I just said. They said I wasn't going to make it. They said I wasn't going to be here today. They said I wasn't going to amount to anything. They said I wasn't going to have nothing. I want to always live in lack and not have nothing. Her God ain't with her. She said she a preacher. But you know, God said to me, as just as he said to Paul and he said it to the church today, his grace is sufficient enough for us. And we got to walk by faith and we got to believe it. Because he's able to keep us. I made it this far by the grace of God. I'm here today because of his grace and his mercy. Because he kept me. No, just another day that the Lord has kept me. Because of his grace and him being with me, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I would not be here today. But it's because of his grace. His grace was sufficient enough to keep me. It is enough to keep you too, if you would just believe. Because our God is able to do what he said it can do. If he tells us, my grace is sufficient enough for thee, we got to believe it. We got to walk believing that. We got to live by it. We got to live by his word. We got to live by what he said unto us. He's not a God that he'll lie. We got to believe it. We got to believe what he said, that he's able to keep us and take care of us and sustain us. And we're living in the last and evil days when I tell you there's some stuff, there's some foolishness going on. There's some stuff going on. Because we're in those days and times. Well, people don't love God. They don't love the people of God. And they do many evil things against the people of God. There are many workers of iniquity. They're working against the church of God and the people of God. And that's why he tells us that, in our persecution, many believers are being persecuted today. Whether it's on job, many places, when you go in and out, trying to take care of business, whatever you're doing, persecution in many different forms. But no, that God's grace is sufficient enough for you, even in your persecution. He's able to keep you. You got to believe it. You got to walk by it. You got to talk by it. You got to live by it. And know that even though you're going through whatever form of persecution, and I don't know what you're going through, just like you don't know what I'm going through. You know, you can't judge a book by a cover. So you don't know what I'm going through. But I'm a living testimony. I'm a living testimony. I'm a living witness that God's grace is sufficient enough. Because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I'd be today. God Almighty. But God was with me. His grace kept me. Woo! He was with me everywhere I went. He was with me. His grace kept me, y'all. And I'm so thankful unto God for his grace and his mercy that kept me, that delivered me, that healed me. That's why every day we ought to pray. When we pray, we need to pray. The Lord, give us more grace. Give us more of your mercy. Give us traveling grace. Help us to face whatever we got to face in a day. Help us to be ready for it. Whatever come our way. You got to ask him to help you. Because I'm a living witness. I'm a living testimony. I ought not to be here today. But because of his grace, he brought me through. Woo. I'm so glad trouble don't last always. I don't know about y'all, but I'm so glad that it don't last always. Glory be to God. I'm so glad that it don't last always. Because we serve a God that is awesome. We serve a God that's able to do all that he says he can do. But we got to believe and we got to have faith. We got to be ready for everything. No matter what come our way, we got to be ready for it. We got to know that God is able to do just what he said because he got amazing grace. That song said, amazing grace, how sweet it sounds. That saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Throughout right now, I was lost, but now I'm found. And his grace abide towards me just like it abide towards you. His grace abide towards you. His mercy abide towards you. To keep you. Lord, I thank you. We give you all the praise and all of the glory. Just remember that God's word says unto us, and when we're going through whatever we're going through at that present moment in time, no, that's what's going on at present. That don't mean it's going to stay that way. But know that when we go through, that God is our strength and he is made perfect in our weakness. He is our strength. And no matter what we go through, we need to still thank God in the midst of whatever we're going through. We need to thank him each and every day for his grace and his mercy. Thanking him for allowing us to see another day. Thanking him for his grace that kept us. We got to give him praise, y'all. We got to give him glory. For he is an awesome God. He's always with us. And even though sometimes, and I tell you, sometimes it seems like we're alone, but we're not alone, you know, because he says in the word, you know, that he will never leave us nor forsake us. He loves us. Who would want to serve a God like that? What an awesome God that we serve, that is able to keep us. Amazing grace, how sweet it sounds. Hey, thank God for his grace. And thank God for his mercy. Amen. To God be all of the glory. God's word says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness. So he gonna strengthen you wherever you're weak. But you got to believe. It's in the red. He said, I need to say that again. He says, as he said unto Paul, he says unto me. He says it unto you. He says it unto his church. My grace is sufficient for thee. In other words, his grace is enough. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. So most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmity, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Let the power of Christ rest upon all of you under the sound of my voice. Thank God for his grace, and thank God for his mercy. For he is an awesome God, and he's able to do just what he said he can do. He will keep you. I'm a living witness. I'm a living, walking witness of his grace. Praise the Lord. I praise that. I praise that. Hallelujah. I praise it. Hey, thank God for all of his glory. I just got unspeakable joy, y'all. I tell you. God is my sanctified soul. Because I'm still here. And I know that it was God's grace that brought me through. If you knew what I went through, what I've been through, what I'm going through, you will know that it was God's grace that brought me through. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and do the invitation. But just remember that God's grace is enough for you. No matter where you are right now, know that God's grace is enough for you. And by his grace, you're going to make it through. You're going to come through. There's a sun that's going to shine again. You know, it may be nighttime, but daytime going to come. It's a light at the end of the tunnel. You know, if it rain and it's storm and it's dark and it's cloud and hell and all of that, but the sun still going to shine. So we got to stay focused and keep our eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And we got to believe his word and what he said. And he's able to keep us. Just got to believe. Amen. To God be the glory. I'm going to go ahead and open, give the invitation to Christ. If you don't know him, by grace and through faith, you are saved if you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. If you are not saved, if you will say this prayer with me, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said that prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, we believe that you are saved. You can inbox me on Facebook, Elaine Jackson, or you can also inbox me on Voice of Truth, too. I have a Voice of Truth page as well. Or you can inbox any other team members as well also. But we want to encourage you to get your Bible, begin to read the Bible, start off in the New Testament, amen. If you kind of get confused, get you a version that Bible that you can get an understanding of what God is saying in the Word. But you need to read the Word daily. You need to get the Word in your spirit, amen. You need to read it out loud to yourself, amen. You need to pray every day. But I want to encourage you to get connected to this ministry and began to follow this ministry and all of the ministries up on the Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. We want to encourage you to do that, amen, because we want you to experience all that God has for you, amen. I'm a living witness that if you're under the right leaders and you're in the right place, you will experience God's mercy, his grace, you will experience his goodness, you will experience his favor in your life. But you must be in the right place to get all of that. Amen. To God be the glory. If you are a church goer and you just churching it, it's time out for churching. It's time for us to get our life right with God. And I want to encourage you, if you know, and everybody know whether they're saved or not, I want to encourage you just to say this prayer, Lord, save me. And if you have done that, just inbox in me or any other team members, and we'll get you connected to our leaders, amen, so that you can truly get saved. You know, it's going to be a sad thing when Jesus comes and he's soon to return. And there's going to be so many people lost and their name on the church roll. And been on the church roll for 30 and 40 years. That's a sad day. To be in the church 30 and 40 years and die and not make it in. So we want to encourage you to do that. Let's get our life right with God. All those who are backslidden, all the backsliders, we want to encourage you to come today and rededicate your life back to Christ. The time is now. Tomorrow is not promised to any of us. We want to encourage you to do that. Come back to the sheepfold. The Bible says that God is ever married to the backslider. So we want to encourage you to come back and rededicate your life. And you know, God is a forgiver of sin. We're not worried about how you got there. You know how you got there. God knows how you got there. But it's time for you to come back in to the sheepfold while the blood is still running wrong in your veins. And if you have done that, just ask the Lord, Lord, I come. I repent of my sin. I turn my life around. I rededicate my life back unto my Father. And if you have said that, just hit me up on Facebook or hit any of the rest of them up on Facebook, or you can hit Apostle and Pastor as well, Elder and Prophetess as well. You can, all of them have Facebook pages, so I want to encourage you to do that. It doesn't matter which one you get in contact with. We are all on the same team. We are all working for Jesus, and we have all had the same agenda. So we want to encourage you to come. Come now while the blood is yet running warm in your veins. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and do the VOT announcement. I do hope and pray that you tuned in to Prophetess Martha today, a pathetic corner. They call us the Hour of Power, and she is the first half of the Hour of Power from 5 to 6 o'clock p.m. I want to encourage you to follow her ministry. If you missed the live show today, you can go back and listen in the archive at blocktalkradio.com, Pathetic Corner. If her ministry has been a blessing to you, which I know that it has, I want to encourage you to sow a seed in her ministry as well. Amen. Voice of Truth is the second half of the Hour Power from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have for you on Tuesday night, we have One Word from the Lord with my leaders, Apostle and Pastor Ryle. Amen. We want to encourage you to get connected to them on Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. They're on Block Talk Radio Live. One Word from the Lord. I don't know about you, but I need a word from the Lord, and they always bring forth a powerful word every Tuesday night. Powerful man and woman of God. As I said earlier, they are on at 9 o'clock Tuesday night. So we want to encourage you to get connected. You can also follow them there on Facebook as well. We want to thank you for that. And then on Saturday, we have for you Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. She come on at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Saturday. A powerful word from the Lord on yesterday and always. A praying woman of God. I want to encourage you to get connected to her ministry on Block Talk Radio. Also connect with her on Facebook as well. If her ministry has been a blessing to you, I want to encourage you to sow a seed in her ministry. Also with Apostle and Pastor Ryle, I want to also encourage you also to sow a seed in their ministry. I know that these ministries have been a blessing to you because I know they have blessed me. So I want to encourage you to do that. These ministries are ministries without walls, and we are here to serve. Amen. And wherever you are, we are. Wherever you are, you can listen on any of your devices, whether live or or on a pre-recorded message. So you can listen. If you miss a live, you can always listen pre-recorded. They're on demand. So we want to encourage you to do that. It's time for us to get our life right. Amen. So it's time to do that. We also want to encourage you to become a WOW partner. If you would like to become a WOW partner, you can inbox me and I'll tell you how to do that. Or you could inbox any other team member, WOW team members as well, for an offering of $25 or more. That will put you on our prayer list. And we got some praying people. Amen. So we want to encourage you to do that. If you are looking for a ministry and you're not sure what your calling is, or you having problems in your relationship, in your marriage, you need a coach, you need a mentor, I want to encourage you to get connected to Apostle and Pastor Riley, man. If you inbox me, I can get you that information, amen, to you. Before offering the $25 or more, we have additional stuff as well that will be sent out to you through email and text to help you, encourage you, exalt you during the week. So we want to encourage you to do that for offering a $25 or more. You know, a lot of times we throw away $25. So we want to be in a place where we can receive a word. You know, this is fertile ground. So whatever one of these ministries that God is telling you to sow the seed in, this is fertile ground. I'm telling you. If you sow a seed in any of these ministries, it's going to bring forth a harvest in your life. So we want to encourage, a lot of times we sow seed and we don't sow them on fertile ground. So I want to encourage you to do that, and God is going to bless you. Also, I want to encourage you, if you have not purchased my ebook, The Heart Reflection, amen, we want to encourage you to go to Amazon.com and purchase. The ebook is only $2.99, amen. $2.99. The Heart Reflection is a must read. It's a good read. So we want to encourage you to do that. Amen. And also give it as a gift. Amen. You can give it as a gift when you get on Amazon. It'll ask you, do you want to give it as a gift? You can email it or text it to whoever you want to text it to. Amen. So we want to encourage you to do that. Amen. We want to encourage you to go get it. Hey, go get your copy of that, amen. Download it. Go get it. Go get it. Go get it. Go get it, amen. For $2.99, amen. You can't beat that, to get a word from the Lord, amen. Hallelujah. So we want to encourage you to do that, amen. We just thank God for His grace and His mercy again, because He is a good God. And we just need to give Him all the praise and all of the glory. We're going to go ahead and get up on out of here. But know that God's grace is sufficient enough for you, no matter what you're going through or what you may face in a day. Know that His grace is enough. And He's able to keep us. Amen. To God be the glory. I'm going to get ready to go ahead and do the benediction. Amen. To God be all the glory. Now to Him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God I say, be glory, glory, and majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. God loves you. I love you too here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Know that God's grace is sufficient enough for you. He's going to bring you through. You have a blessed week. We love you. Meet you here next week at the same place and the same time here on Block Talk Radio, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be blessed.